Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Marie Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, as we've said before, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, lessons, debates, discussions covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? More Indiana Jones. Now, as I mentioned before, I rewatched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So I want to talk about, basically give my review upon the rewatch. But before that, we're going to lay the groundwork with my take on the previous films, as well as my first take about Dial of Destiny. I originally wrote these reviews for DisneyBizJournal.com back last year before Dial of Destiny came out. So in this episode, let's get to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah, 5 stars out of 5. 5 out of 5. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade not only reaches the heights of Raiders of the Lost Ark, it just may reach slightly beyond. Is that a bold take? Maybe, but the case can be made. After all, there's so much to love about this movie set in 1938. With the early indie opening set in 1912, during that opening we learn how Henry Jones Jr. became Indiana Jones, including from where his fedora, whip, and fear of snakes came. And throughout the movie, we get treated to classic Indiana Jones action via horseback, cars, boats, a train, planes, and motorcycles, along with a tank and camels. There are evil traitors and Nazis, as Indy proclaims, quote, "Nazis, I hate these guys," as well as reminders that valuable archaeological finds belong in a museum. And Marcus Brody and Sala return to Indy fans' delight. But it's the fact that Sean Connery portrays Indy's father, Professor Henry Jones, that makes this a sublime action-adventure film with more heart and arguably a bit more depth than the two previous films in the series. Connery, as a brilliant, older, kind of bumbling, spectacled professor of medieval literature, is revelatory. The moviegoer has no thoughts based on his performance that this guy played James Bond. Rather, we are pulled in by his humor, touch of intellectual arrogance, wisdom, and insights, and revelations about the father-son relationship amidst conflict and danger are powerful and heartfelt. One of my favorite lines in these films is when father and son are talking about what Indy's childhood was like, and Henry Sr. proclaims, quote, "You left just when you were becoming interesting," close quote. And being that the story is focused on the Holy Grail, director Steven Spielberg and the writers, Jeffrey Bohm, George Lucas, and Mino Maez, make Henry Sr. a devout Christian who has pursued the Grail over most of his life. This combination adds some depth regarding matters of faith. Indeed, there are a few analogies to aspects of Christianity, including Holy Communion. That last point hadn't fully clicked during the many times I've watched this film previously. And along these lines, when Indiana is trying to figure out which cup or chalice is the Holy Grail, he points to one and says, quote, "That's the cup of a carpenter," close quote. I love that line. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade delivers on everything one would expect from an Indiana Jones movie, such as action, adventure, humor, and a great, well-thought-out story with some added emotional punch and some deeper reflection. Finally, I ask the same question that I've been asking since I first saw this film in 1989. How the heck did Sean Connery not win a Best Supporting Actor Academy Award for this marvelous portrayal of Professor Henry Jones? Thanks for listening. Folks, if you like action, adventure, mysteries, thrillers, those types of things, please check out my Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries. 19 of those are out there. You can get paperback and Kindle editions over at Amazon.com, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Indies in history, if you like historical fiction, please check out Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. That's the first book in that series. Also available at Amazon.com and RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and hey, have a magically productive day.